Measurement. So the Bible says that when, you know, Daniel and his friends decided not to eat the king's food, after 10 days, they looked healthier. They were better nourished. And we want to encourage you to a place of looking healthier, of feeling healthier, of thinking more sharply, of feeling better about yourself, of celebrating God all through what's on your plate. So we invite you to this new chapter, or second chapter of the Healthy Church Initiative, which is taking us back to Eden, back to balance, and we welcome you to enjoy it, to trust God for success in the goals that we'll encourage you to set, to use the WhatsApp group, You've been quite a quiet church, actually. We're usually flooded with questions. So use the WhatsApp group. We're there to support you, and above all else, to glorify God and to enjoy it. And on that note, I'm going to ask Precious to come up and take us through our demonstration/activity today. May God bless you as we take on this new chapter of the Healthy Church Initiative.
Good morning, church. How are we? Are we sure?
Yes.
I'm happy today. I'm in a very good mood today. God is good. And it's always nice to see your lovely welcoming faces. So we're going to continue where Dr. Scholler left off. Do you need another pair of hands?
Yes, please.
Can I? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ma. Can we get a round of applause? So we are going to look, it's a whistle-stop tour, so I'm going to try and make sure I don't talk for too long because I can speak about this for an hour, and that's not a joke because I did speak about it for an hour, and I'm not sure how the kids I taught were, you know, dealing with me after that. So I'm going to try and squeeze it into under 10 minutes. Has anyone seen the Eat Well guide before? I can see a few hands. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So it's empty. As we can see, we have an activity at the end of the service that we will do, but I'm going to take you through what the Eat Well guide is. So it's a guide given by the government. It works, just as a disclaimer, it does work if you do follow it. And you can see all these wonderful colors and pictures, and this is what you're meant to be eating in a day. So not every plate, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner doesn't have to look like this guide. But it's what you should be eating throughout the day. You can't see the words, but if anyone could shout out the colors that are the biggest.
Green
and?
Yellow.
Indeed. Green and yellow. So green are the fruits and vegetables. And believe it or not, the yellow is the carbohydrates. And a lot of the time we hear people saying, cut out carbs. But no, don't cut out your carbs. We need them. They are a prime energy source. And that is why it is so big. But we're going to go back to the fruits and vegetables. And it's green. Everyone can see that it's green. And it's about over a third of the plate, actually, or over a third of the guide. Does anyone know why? Yeah, we should be eating fruits and veg mostly. How many? How many portions?
Five.
I like that answer. Because it is a minimum of five. It is a minimum of five. If you can, eat seven. Eat eight. Eat nine. If you can. I'm not saying because at that point you might be... I can see a hand up in the back. Seven is never too much. Five is the minimum. So what they found, just to get a little bit sciencey, I'm going to do a quick graph with my finger, if you can see this. So it went like this. And this is, as the fruits and vegetables increased, all-cause mortality decreased. And it plateaued at five. So that's why they're saying more than five, minimum of five is great. Yep, you got your hand. Yes. And that's why we're going to pause there. That's a very good point. So that's why it's fruits and vegetables. So if you were to have five a day, I would say two fruit, three vegetables, because people get a bit obsessed. Oh, no, you know what? Fruits taste better than vegetables. Come on. Somebody wants to eat grapes, mangoes, you know, very tasty. Who wants to eat broccoli, Brussels sprouts? Like, it's not, you have to jazz a bit of them up sometimes. No one's going to boil some broccoli and be like, delicious, but someone cuts you a nice, juicy mango. Of course, you're going to want to eat all of those fantastic things. However, vegetables have less fruit, less sugar than fruit. So if you're going to eat seven, please don't eat an apple, some grapes, mango, pineapple, strawberries, yeah. The amount of fructose, as you rightly said, sir, will end up damaging our body. So yes, everything in moderation, but minimum of five. But I feel like I've gone on way too long about fruits and vegetables. So if you want to talk to me later, again, if you want to spend an hour with me talking about fruits and vegetables, we can do that. But we're going to move back over to the other large bit, which is the carbohydrates. Anyone know what would go in there? Do you say rice? Yes, rice. Who said? Sweet potatoes. Who said pounded yam? Who said it? Because they're right. It indeed would go in there. And can I quickly say that yam is not a vegetable. Neither is a potato. It doesn't go in vegetables. Yeah. Well, none of them are fruits or vegetables. They're starchy carbohydrates. I haven't seen that. So, yeah. So if you want to discuss that later, we could definitely do that. But, yeah, so that would be in their prime source of energy. So when we look at rice, bread, pasta, what color should we be going for? Yeah, some of you said brown. where you can. It's not by force. But when we're looking at portions, which we will talk about in another session, or you can talk about with me later, brown is best to go for. Any other colours that we can see here? Pink. Yeah, let's stay with pink. Who knows what goes in pink? Protein. What kind of proteins go in there? Not milk, meat and fish, chicken, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, chicken with the skin on. I'm being a bit mean, you can eat the skin, but I'm going to report her because we're all here and, you know, we're all a family. My mother removed the skin from the chicken thigh when she made a curry recently, and I was distraught. I was absolutely distraught. But yes, it's a bit fatty, so I wouldn't recommend always eating the crispy, crispy, juicy skin, which is on the chicken. Any non-animal proteins? Beans, yes, beans. Lentils, indeed, indeed. Anything else? Any vegans in here? Any vegans? Chickpeas do go in there. Tofu? Anyone like tofu? I find it a bit weird looking. If someone can teach me how to make it nicely, I think that's what it is, then I'll be there. What goes in the blue? Can anyone? Not fat. Dairy, yes, indeed. And thank you. What else goes in there? Milk. Cheese goes in it. Eggs would go in your pink. Yeah, eggs will go in the pink. Anything else? Yogurt, indeed. We're going for lower fat here. Lower fat. So you can still eat the cheeses, you can still have the yogurt, you can still have the milk, but we're going for lower fat. And I'm not saying skimmed milk. I know some people, Dr. Scholler, like skimmed milk. But if you like semi-skimmed milk, it's still fine. You can drink it. Just to quickly go back, because I forgot about the proteins. Fish? Anybody eating fish? Yes. I know it's expensive, but anybody eating oily fish? Any examples of oily fish? Ooh, that was, I heard was samakara sardine. I didn't.
Yes.
So oily fish, we need to be eating at least one portion a week. At least one. And sometimes when I buy that salmon, my bank account is screaming, no! But I know it's good for me. Or sardines if you want to go for a more cost-effective option. And can anyone see that tiny sliver? Someone mentioned it earlier. Yes, well, oils and spreads is what they'd like to call it. What would go in there? Oils and spreads. So it'd be your like low, your margarines, sunflower oil, vegetable oil. Can anyone see why it's so tiny? Avocado would actually sit in the fruit and vegetables. However, thank you, sir, because it is a source of unsaturated fats. So just a click of the fingers for the knowledge that came up. Come on, click the fingers. Yeah, thank you. Because I wouldn't say to you, eat an avocado every day. It is a source of unsaturated fat, and you know, everything in moderation, like our brother at the back said, too much unsaturated fat is also not too great for you. Even though we should be cutting down the saturated, we also don't want to eat too much unsaturated fat. Can anyone see what's in the bottom left corner? It's my favorite part of the guide. Can anyone see it? Yeah! Enjoyment Town is what it's called. Yeah. Donut, puff, puff. Mm-hmm. Meat pie, yeah. The best part. But haven't you noticed that the government, they like us. They've still put it on there. They said you can have it, but just small. You know, very small. In moderation, again, because I'm not saying that you should never eat a cookie, crisps. Don't eat chocolates. You can have chocolates because I'm getting an advent calendar this year, and you can be sure on God's green earth that I'm going to eat that chocolate every morning until the Christmas 25-day door with the Merry Christmas and the reindeers. I'm going to have it. So it's all in moderation, isn't it? And in the top right, can anyone see that? Yes, how much water a day? That's great. I mean, 6 to 8 glasses, 1.5 to 2 liters a day. A day. And how can you check if you're drinking enough water? Your skin, your pee. Indeed. Please have a look in the toilet. It is so important. You can tell a lot about your health by what you are, you know, excreting or, you know, getting out the waste from your body. So your poo, which we'll talk about another time, with fiber, and your urine. If your urine is dark in the morning, no problem. You've just woken up. But if it's 3 p.m., 4 p.m., respectfully, grow up. Drink some water. But that is all for now. I hope everybody has learned something new. Please see me. I've got some cards and we've got some more games and activities that we'll do after service at the table. But thank you so much for talking with me. And join the group. Please join the group. There are so many of you here. I don't want to be harassing people, but I will be chasing you around with my phone saying, take my number and join the group. But God bless you all, and I'll see you at the end of the service.
Should we applaud Dr. Shola and Precious for the